VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are powerful lessons that we can all learn from failures and mistakes in sales? Hi, and welcome to Sales is Easy podcast. This is a place where we try to simplify and demystify sales process to make truly sales easy, because many salespeople are actually afraid from being in sales and the reactions from customers, etc., etc. And that's why we created this podcast last year. And in today's episode, I will cover five powerful lessons learned from failures and mistakes in sales. But before that, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Alan Meyer. I've been in sales for the last 30 years in Europe and North America, managing teams and selling bulldozers, excavators, hardware, software, working for big corporations, working for smaller companies. And in the last 15 years, I was lucky to deliver my sales training around the world on all six continents in over 42 different countries. And one thing in common with all the trainings and development, one thing in common for salespeople around the world is they are not learning enough from failures and mistakes from other people. And of course, mistakes of their own mistakes. So that's today's topic. Please subscribe to this podcast, because we are covering in our podcast more than just usual strategies and techniques. We cover something beyond, something more inner, inner works like resiliency, mental toughness, grit, how to develop emotional intelligence, and fixing growth mindset. And of course, lessons learned from failures and mistakes. So let's dive in. In life and in sales, we learn lessons from many different situations, from people, from weird customers. I'm sure you have a fair share of weird customers as well. And from different circumstances, unexpected things that are happening on a regular basis. And think back to some of the most lasting or impressionable lessons you have learned. Are any of those lessons from less than positive situations? What would you say? Have you ever learned something valuable from doing something completely dumb or making the wrong choice? I'm sure you did. If you're in sales, you probably did that, and we all have a chip on our shoulder. But why I'm asking you this, because these types of sales lessons are often the most helpful and come from what our mistakes and failures can really teach us. So I prepared five of the most powerful lessons you can learn from these types of situations. Number one is, you can learn more about yourself. Surprise, surprise, right? So mistakes and failures in sales, and in life, of course, happen simply because you are not perfect, I'm not perfect, nobody is perfect. They happen because you still have things to learn or new perspectives to understand, especially because of the pandemic. It changed so many things for many salespeople, including you, including me. And based on that, we learn different way how to approach our customers. Imagine you're not able to see your account for 2 years, and you had regular visits and you had regular communication. And how can you actually advance the conversation? How can you build the trust and rapport and everything else that needed to be done? And guess what? Despite the pandemic, many successful salespeople built, they still continue building the sales and growing the sales no matter the obstacles. Guess what? Growth mindset, that's one of the things. But back to the mistakes and failures, we can learn more about ourselves because, please don't get me wrong, you are flawed, I am flawed, everybody is flawed. So when you adopt a learning mindset, then you learn to appreciate that your mistakes are actually, I would say, gifts. They are chances to learn more about yourself as well as about the customer, about people in general, and about the world around you. So what happens when you mess up? Well, it tells you valuable information about your traits, about your capabilities, about your values, and even your beliefs. So the question is, why do you do what you're doing right now, today? Ask yourself. It gives you values and it gives you your beliefs. What do you believe in? And these negative experiences help you clarify what is truly important to you. That is actually part of my training about hot button. What's important to you, Mr. Customer? Like we did this in a three layers. But it's really what's important to people you're dealing with. What's important to you in your sales, what you want in life, and how hard you are willing to work to achieve those things that you wish, that you desire, or that you are afraid of and want to avoid. Like some people say, I would like to, you know, make more money, get promotion, get pat on the back. And some people run based on fears. Like, I don't want to lose my job because I want to feed my family. I'm the sole provider in my family. And guess what? There's a fear of losing the job, fear of not succeeding. Then what's going to happen? So how hard are you willing to work to achieve those things? Second powerful lesson that we can learn from failures and mistakes in sales is this. You can become stronger and more resilient. All the challenges, adversities that your customers throw at you, or market throws at you, or even world, including this pandemic, throws at you, and includes also your mistakes and your setbacks, that these all things can help you to improve your determination and enhance your grit. Mistakes, they give you opportunities to learn, to overcome, and to try again. And failures teach you the value of sticking with something and trying again when it does not turn out as you planned, as you wished, as you desired. Right? There is expression, life happens while you're making plans. And in sales, you know, customers, while you're making plans, your customers will talk to your competitors. And guess what's going to happen? Probably nothing for you, nothing good, right? So while the first mistake can be hard to get past, the more mistakes you make, the easier it becomes. No, I'm not saying, you know, you should make mistakes on each and every presentation to get as many mistakes as you can. No. But the more mistakes you make, the easier it becomes to accept these as valuable learning opportunities that have really much to teach you. And resilience in sales is your ability to stand firm in the face of adversity. And it's only by experiencing such obstacles and challenges that you develop this strength. Mental strength is a little different. When you are preparing for the difficult meeting next week, you are already figuring out who's going to do what, how the things can happen. So your preparation is the key here. And mentally you're prepared. You are meeting a tough CFO whose purse is so close and tight. And you're preparing your approach to this person to try to move them from really negative to being less negative towards your solution or your product or your service. But resilience is like, how do you bounce back from unexpected situations? And it's your ability to really stand firm no matter what happens. If customers suddenly go quiet, what are you going to do? You're going to start panicking or something else. Your proactive approach to situations. So please check this podcast. I have tons of topics on resilience. One of the really favorite one for many listeners is 10 sales resilience power words. And also, another one that many, many salespeople also like it. It's the podcast I did a few months ago. Adversity is all around the sales, but how you handle it. So many different topics here about resilience and how to maintain control of situation and what are the benefits of developing your sales resiliency. Please go through this previous podcast, give you some insights and some ideas. And to download, there is a free book actually that you can download resilience on the website Sales is Easy. Now, point number three I would like to make is mistakes can help you develop better habits, better ones. So if you notice that you're making the same mistakes consistently, or that you have encountered failure more than once in the same situation with the similar customers, maybe even with the same customers, so what you're going to do is, guess what? Develop better habits. So saying that, this is an indicator to you that you may be contributing to the problem. Maybe it's not just market. Maybe it's not just competitors. Maybe it's us that we are contributing to the problem. So our poor habits or poor behavior could be causing these regular setbacks. And the closer you look at your role In these, the more you can learn about how your choices and consistent actions are playing a role in these challenges. Sometimes we salespeople create obstacles where we should not create the obstacles. Simplify it for your customers. If they're interested to hear point A and B, give them A and B. Don't go crazy to go through the whole alphabet. Stick with what you can do to remove yourself as a person who creating more obstacles than needed. Point number four, mistakes can teach you to face your fears. Whew, for salespeople, that's a tough one, right? Low-hanging fruit. Let's chase what we know, what's easy to get, and that's about it. One of the reasons people are so resistant to change are challenges and risks, because they fear the unknown consequences, including the possibility that you might actually fail in your sales activities, that you might fail in what you're doing and not close the deal. Contemplating defeat can be so frightening that some people go to extreme lengths to avoid situations that are risky, they are different, unknown customers, unknown accounts, and it's so hard to be on the business development side. I spent over 10 years of my career working as a business developer and managing a team of business developers. It's so hard to call people, to start a conversation, to build something out of nothing. But guess what? There is also, you can learn so much. I mean, my first job was to cold call companies who are using heavy equipment in the region of South. It was my first job. I did not know the difference between bulldozer and excavator, and I needed to call strangers. And I had a fear of phone. It's normal. It's human. But guess what? I played dumb because I didn't know the difference. So I was asking questions. I asked my customers, so what are you looking for? What kind of bulldozer? What would you like to accomplish with it? What's the obstacles in front of you? Like this kind of questions. And I learn as I go. And more you learn, more better conversations you can have with your customers. But I was facing your fears. I was a little bit shy guy, intimidated. I was introvert, big introvert. I'm still an introvert. And it's hard to start to sell a job calling strangers without knowing what to say. But guess what? Either you do it or not. And I succeeded simply because I was willing to learn. And all the mistakes I made, it taught me how to face my own fears. So when you learn to accept that all mistakes have something valuable to offer you, you realize that your fears are unhelpful to your personal growth as human being, not just as a salesperson. So letting go of your fear of failure can free you to take more chances, to learn more, and allow you to embrace more opportunities in your life. Well, you know, personal story, I never dreamed to be in sales, and 30 years later, I'm still in sales, right? It opened the door to more opportunities, you know, first job, second job, and then, you know, suddenly you got some pat on the back and some rewards and bonuses, and you see like, oh, I can do it. I'm not going to tattoo I'm in sales on my shoulder, but it opened the door. But one big reason why I succeeded is I was facing my fears. Imagine sitting on a plane and going to Asia and deliver a training and not sound like out of touch with anything, right? I did that. My first trainings in India, actually, I remember it. It was difficult simply because I did not know anything about business culture. I prepared myself. But slowly I learned. I asked for questions, for input. And through the exercises, I learned what's the business culture and how to deliver good training. And I got good actually grades. And I was invited to come back a few times. So it's all about facing our fears. And the fifth powerful lesson learned from failures and mistakes in sales is this. Mistakes can help you see what is really, truly important to you as a human being, not as a salesperson. When you experience a mismatch between what you want and what you get, it can feel like a failure or a mistake. But when this happens, these experiences can help you clarify what you really want out of that job, out of that career, and what you are trying to achieve, or more importantly, what is truly important to you. And when I ask salespeople what's important to you, usually they say money. Stop. That's your initial reaction. Let's dig deeper. What's important to you about money? And they give me ask me, well, I would like to support my family. What's important about supporting my family? I don't want to feel like a loser. See? So it's simple. Three times I ask him similar question. But what's important? You don't want to feel like a loser. Good. What you going to do about it? So mistakes can help you see what's truly important to you. Mistakes and setbacks give you a chance to explore your personal values, your beliefs, and your goals in new ways to determine if trying again is important to you or if you're ready to give up or move on. Let me stop here with this podcast. I would like to hear from you. What did you learn from your failures and mistakes in sales? What lessons did you learn? Share with me on LinkedIn or here on Sales is Easy podcast website, or send me an email, whatever it's easiest for you. I'll be more than happy to hear back from you. I'll feature your questions and answers in the upcoming podcast. And while you're there, please subscribe to this podcast so you will not miss on any good content that could be really relevant to your situation. So let me repeat what we covered today in these five powerful lessons. So first, you can learn more about yourself from failures and mistakes. Then you can become stronger and more resilient. Then mistakes can help you develop much better habits. Point number four, they can teach you to face your fears. And the most important part for me, at least, is they can help you see what is really important to you as human being. So we can learn so much from failures and mistakes. Don't do them on purpose. Don't make problems in front for you with your customers on purpose. But when failure and mistakes happens, these are the lessons you can learn from them. That's it for today. Thank you for listening, and please reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to hear your input on this. Happy selling, and this is Alan Meyer for Sales is Easy podcast. Thank you for listening.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Leadership matters. Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electric Acid.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Electric.